All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I just pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. And you help out plenty of people along your journey, your path for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son, died for our sins. Let us just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Amen. We got to be more grateful and appreciative of things. Got to take it one day at a time. You might not be where you want to be at the moment, but the Lord got you, okay? So take it one day at a time, people, all right? More praising, less complaining. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always uplift one another in Christ. All right? Uplift each other in Christ always and encourage each other in the Lord, because we're scattered all four corners of the earth, but yet we can still serve the one true creator. Amen. So let us always have that fellowship, that gladness of heart, joy, merry heart, all that unity and so forth, okay? Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Yes, y'all, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord, call on his name, sing a new song, rejoice, be glad. All types of rejoicing, instruments, sound, clap your hands, dancing, praising, worshiping truth and spirit, serving with gladness and joy and diligence. Amen. Most definitely. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, all right? So let the washing of the word clean us up and do us justice. Let us stay obedient all the way forevermore, okay? Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, such as commandments. Let us obey everything the Most High has told us personally, okay? And let us know the Lord better, all right? And let us just keep helping out plenty of people forevermore, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all had a blessed day and you all stay strong in these times that we're in, okay? So in today's message, we're going to continue our biblical commentary readings, okay? So we're just going through the book of Genesis as the previous messages, all right? So we'll go through this commentary, and then we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah, amen. Most definitely, y'all, all right? So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Recommended reading, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 through 27, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 through 19, okay? The title of this commentary is The Journey to Obedience. If you've ever seen the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds Air Demonstration Team, you've witnessed firsthand the incredible capabilities of the F-16 fighter jet. The F-16 was developed to act as a support weapon system for the U.S. military's larger and more expensive fighter aircraft. The F-14 Tomcat and the F-15 Eagle, blindingly fast and agile, the F-16 Fighting Falcon carries out a wide range of air-to-air and, with its heavy bomb load capacity, air-to-ground missions. An amazing technological achievement, the F-16 has a top speed of over 1,300 miles per hour, 2,124 kilometers per hour, and a ceiling of 50,000 feet, 15,240 meters, which it can reach in approximately 60 seconds. Its combat radius is 340 miles, carrying six 1,453 kilograms bombs. These same aircraft also excel in multinational service and patrol and combat situations around the world. Of course, whether in a show or in combat, an F-16 requires one vital element to be effective, a pilot who is in complete control. Despite its whiz-bang technical capabilities. Without a pilot and control, an airborne F-16 would either fly uselessly in a straight line or spiral out of control. Either way, a devastating crash is inevitable. Similarly, if you possess every gift imaginable but don't allow God to guide you in using those gifts, you could very well become useless. Or worse, you might spiral out of control and crash. As the ultimate pilot of your life, yes, the God is my co-pilot bumper stickers are misguided. God can do amazing and remarkable things. Imagine what might have happened if Abraham had set out in his own way instead of taking the journey God had set before him. Ultimately, Abraham willingly left behind everything and everyone he knew to follow God's will. Yet as a direct result of his obedience, Abraham experienced God's blessings, and the rewards were greater than he could ever imagine. He could have ever imagined. God desires the same for you. When you begin a relationship with him, he calls you to leave behind what's comfortable and familiar to set out on a journey filled with wonder, blessing, and the promise of a new life. On your journey to obedience, you'll leave behind old habits, old attitudes, old sins, and old ways of thinking. Yet the blessing that awaits you is greater than you can begin to imagine. Is God the pilot of your life? When you allow him to guide you, God offers not only a full and satisfying journey through life, but a home for all eternity. Like that F-16 pilot, God is ready and willing to take all of your potential into his skillful hands and use it to fulfill his ultimate mission. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. In what ways does your life show that you are living for God's purposes and seeking his approval rather than the world's? Why is it difficult at times to leave behind your old life and step out in faith? When you pray, ask sincerely that God will steer you away from foolish choices and self-centeredness and take you on the ride of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. All right. So there you have it. That is the commentary for today, okay, regarding Abraham's obedience to God and God promising Abraham everything and Abraham walking by faith and trusting the Lord throughout the process. All right. We have to apply that to our personal life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all, all right? So there you have it, all right? That is the word for today. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son, died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we go. Glory, call on him, praise him. Hallelujah, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith, the true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna the highest. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my refuge. Most definitely, he is a sustainer, he is a sufficient one. Yes, yes, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahai, Yashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Most definitely, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, could heal all things. He is the carpenter, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible to those who believe in him. Yes, he is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Most definitely, y'all, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Best believe that. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. Hallelujah. We touch and agree. He most definitely can. Much love to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, y'all. We in agreement, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh. Yes, yes, most definitely. He is the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Yes, call on him. Yes, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yahusha Yeshua. Yes, his word is true, most definitely. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his words are forever, most definitely, y'all. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews say. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely, we serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. His blood cleaned up our mess, y'all. His son is very excellent. Very excellent, y'all. Most definitely. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree in the authority and power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new seasons, new scenery. New dreams, new visions, new song to sing, renewed strength, more courage, steadfast love, stability, steadfastness, consistency, strength, renewed strength, renewed mind, everything, a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise him. Give him all the glory and honor, okay? Yes, I just pray to God that whoever listens as much, I pray that you repent and get baptized, such a life over for the Most High. You turn from your ways and you stay on that narrow path forevermore. You keep on calling on him and trusting in him forevermore. And that you help out multiple people, a whole bunch of people along your journey, okay? So we are all spread at all four corners of the earth going through it. So you are not alone. The Lord is with you. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are with you, okay? We are with you. Yes, yes, okay. All four corners, all right? So just stay strong, people, all right? And that was the commentary for today, you know, the journey to obedience, you know. Obeying the Lord just the same way Abraham did. That's the type of obedience we had. Abraham was obedient. Noah, the Messiah, you know, Daniel, these they were obedient, man. So we have to have that similar obedience, amen? Most definitely, y'all. You can only worship in truth and spirit. And things are activated through obedience and prayer, all right? So there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. God, much love for you all. Praying for you all. Stay strong. Peace.